Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds.
At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot, we charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
Planning for your next trip?
Elevate your travel style with Quince.
Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And it's all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/pack for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Hello, dear listener. Thank you so much for downloading this Ian and Catherine podcast from the archive. If you like what you hear and you want to get a more up-to-date edition of the show, why not head to www.patreon.com/Ian and Catherine. That's www.patreon.com/Ian and Catherine. And there you'll find a paywall package to suit your pocket. There's loads and loads of content on there. We've been doing this for a while, so we can guarantee you maximum bang for your buck. Or punch for your pound. Or yeet for your yacht. I know. I'll stop.
1, 2. A 1, 2. Hello, hello. A 1, 2, 3, 4. Here we go. Let's do the bloody thing. Yeah, now we are here. We are so near. And love is good. And Jesus saves us all. There we go.
Let's get the bloody thing going.
We're going. Welcome. Hello, welcome. There's only me, Uela Catherine. Catherine is not isolating. I don't actually know what she's doing. Catherine, are you here? I have to invite her into the Zoom. Let's invite her. You're all invited into the Zoom. So Catherine's going to be doing it from her house. From her house tonight. And I will be doing it from, can you guess? That's right, from my house. Invite, copy, invite link. Here we go, guys. If you want to come and join us, there it is. There's the link. You're very welcome to come and join this nice chilled show tonight. Just for you, lovely Patreon. Screw those other people. Screw them. I need to get the link up. You know, we're doing a live show on hang on, what's this?
We're all doing a wonderful job.
Yeah, he's my husband.
Okay. We are doing a live show. Don't know what that was. On December the 12th, and there are 11 tickets left. Holy jackamole, 11 tickets left. There's the link. I should probably email this to Catherine. These are not technicals. These are socials. Link. There we go. I actually typed in link. Isn't that funny? Let me just say, link and email. Here we go. It's going to be one of those shows tonight. Hello, everybody. It's lovely to see you on this wonderful, wonderful night. And it's a Patreon-only show. We have got so much to talk about, particularly around Patreon. And we finally know how it works. Let me just do a tweet. Hello, patrons. We are live right now on the secret link. If you want access to the secret link, sign up at £6.66 or higher on Patreon. www.patreon.com/Ian. And what's her name? Catherine McQueen. McQueen. I don't know where she is. She'll join us a little bit later on. She's got kind of stuff going on. There is COVID in her family. She is safe and she is well. But I think she has to look after the kids tonight because of the COVID. Only 35 here, Mark. They'll come. They'll come. Or maybe they won't come. Maybe they'll watch later or they'll listen later. Who knows? Nice to see you here. How are you all doing? I'm reluctant to kind of kick in until Catherine joins us. But you guys want entertainment, right? I'm tempted to get the guitar. So tempted. So tempted. So, here's, don't tell anyone else this. I'm only telling you 30, what are you, 35, 44. We're going to have a band playing at the Christmas show. Try to see it my way. Do I have to keep on talking till I can go on? I don't know. That might be one of the songs we might play. Is Boily here? I sent a ticket link. Well, buy a ticket, Boily. Here's the invite link. Sorry, my love. Shut up, Biggus. Oh, don't video call me. Don't send me no video calls. Try to see it my way. Do I have to keep on talking till I can go on? I don't know what the call is. Try to see it my way. We can work it out. We can work it out. Think about this. I won't be singing this. Bum 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 bum. Yum bum 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 bum. Bip bip ba dum bum. Bidum bum ba dum bidum bum. That bit's nice. Bum bum. Here she comes. Here she comes now. That bit's really nice to play, right? Bottom right, bottom left. Hello, Boily. You're looking like Mork. You got the Mork vibes going. I just need to change this and change that. And I need to move me. I've told these people, I'm not telling anyone else that there might be a band playing at the end of the Christmas show. But it's just dawned on me. I've got to learn the songs. But there's a really nice bit in Week. Catherine's going to be singing. There's a really nice bit in We Can Work It Out. It's that bit. Dum, 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 dum. But then it goes to a G and a weird F sharp. It goes, so there's G, there's that. It's a tough chord. It's that. That. Dum, 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 bum, bum. And then there's a bass run that I can't do. Is this. This is horrible to play. So I can't do that. Will we have conga? People are allowed to dance. People are allowed to boogie. There is a chance, right? So we've nearly sold out. I don't know if you've seen the emails back and forth, Catherine. There is a chance that we might add an earlier show for kids.
I heard that rumour, yeah.
For kids. You can hear Catherine, right? Can you just say something, Catherine?
Hello, can you hear me?
They can everyone hear you. Hear me? There is a chance there might be an earlier show for kids. What other songs we got? There's Rasputin. This is the thing. I don't know. I haven't learnt them. So it's... That's how it starts. Then it goes... There is a man from Russia long... No, there's a man from Russia long ago.
You've got the rhythm wrong, mate.
What?
The singing rhythm's wrong.
Oh, I don't... Well, I'm not doing the singing, but...
You are doing the first bit. You're doing... Because it's going to have to be shared.
I'm just trying to work out the chords first. Bam bam yum bam 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 yum bam 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 I can't remember it goes. Can't remember the chords. I've got to look at the chords now. But it's just dawning on me, Catherine. I have to learn these.
Can you not have them like written down?
It's cheating. I want to do it properly. Everyone else knows their bits.
Do they?
Yeah. Oh, here we go. This is it. So you've got So that's lovely.
Are you fading out?
It's good, isn't it? It's very satisfying chords when you've learnt them. I think that's all you need to know.
Okay.
He is fading out. Why have I faded out?
I think you might have been physically moving to ever so slightly further back from the mic.
I think maybe there's a... I'm very faint now. Am I faint now? Or no, I'm not faint. Shut up. Hello. No, I'm not faint.
I think you're sounding good now, but you just sort of started to...
No, I don't think it was that. Is it... I'm back. I think maybe it's because I'm playing quite loud that it mutes on here. There is a setting, isn't there? Who knows the setting? No, it wouldn't be because I'm doing that. But anyway, so it's more... So that, you're going to be having some of that.
Mm-hmm.
You're going to be having some of that, but don't tell anyone. Don't tell anyone. That's our little secret. Why is there crap everywhere? That's our little secret. Catherine.
Yes.
I'm unclear. Why are you not here? Tell the boys.
Oh,
and girls.
Blimey. Well, because now we're sharing parenthood.
Not so, me and Catherine.
No.
You and...
Well, we are, but with different people. Well, normally Friday nights, the kids go and stay with their dads, but he's got the COVIDs and he had it last week. And he's seen his first 7 days of isolation out.
Yeah.
And then he called them yesterday when his 7 days were up. And he said, I've just done a lateral flow test and it suggests that I still... ...trying to go out. Fortunately, he only went out into his front garden. Then he said he'd had enough and he went back into their flat. And then he tested again this morning. And he still got it on the lateral flow. And he thought, I'll just ring again. And this time he spoke to someone who said, let me just speak to my medical advisor. Yeah, you should be inside for another 11 days.
But now, medical advisor, it's them going, Mr. Grimsdale! Mr. Grimsdale, we got one!
It's Stay so indoors. Weird. He says, well, what if I hadn't taken that test? What if I hadn't asked the question again? There are people walking about thinking they're fine to do
well, that applies to everyone. What if, of course, there are people that haven't taken the tests and are,
No, but he already knew he'd come up positive. Do you know what I mean? And he was just double checking.
Could he be swinging? Has he taken an order of lead and rope recently? Could he have attached those two to create a swing?
No, actually, he was gutted. I said, you all right? He said, no. Fed up.
So we're doing the show here. If you want to join in, we're doing it on Zoom. It's a Zoom show just for patrons. There's the link. You're very welcome to come and join us. It'll be nice to have some people. So it's going to be a nice kind of chilled show. I was thinking if we don't get many calls, Catherine, how would we do it? You can hear this, right?
Let's get the bloody thing going.
You can
yes,
hear that.
I can.
I was thinking if we're here till 9:30, you've got 2.5 hours of us. We'd love you to come and join us. But
take your shoes off at that point.
Take your shoes off, Catherine. But I thought maybe later on, if it gets a little bit quiet, we could listen to a classic Bezic together. We haven't done that, have we?
No.
We haven't done that. I had a wonderful shared moment with my boy, and it shows where we are in the world on Wednesday night. Me and my 11-year-old went upstairs to do a COVID test together. We went upstairs to do a cut. Here comes Twisty. Went upstairs to do a COVID test together. And it was really nice because he got all of the stuff out. He, you know, handed it over and set it up for me. And I thought, well, this is a weird but lovely bonding experience that we got going on here. And it was nice. Twisty! Julie!
Hey.
I can see your prunes, I can see your beard. Who am I talking to? It's up to you to decide. Let's go to Twisty. Twisty, how you feeling? You sounds like you're underwater. We don't know each other very well, but I've taken a real shine to you. And I think it's partly because of the horrific journey you've been on. But I always enjoy your contributions in the chat. And I always notice when you're not there. That's what I'm searching for. I always notice when you're not there. And you're a constant source of entertainment. And you are so this evening. And I don't mean that in a rude way. It can sound rude. But with your microphone troubles, anyone else, I'd kick them off. You... I'm really willing for you to get this to work.
Can you hear me?
No. Oh. I love it. You carry on playing. Let's go to Julie Prunes.
Hello, Julie's on the rosé. Julie's on the rosé. Na, 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 na. Na, 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 na.
There's a great picture. There's all this Let It Be stuff coming out. And I listened to some of the box set today on Spotify. I didn't know they released these things on Spotify. It's a real missed opportunity. But there are some great pictures from that era coming out. And there's a picture of Paul McCartney, fully bearded up, waistcoat, white shirt, glass of red wine. And he's got the red cheeks. He's all flushed. And you think, he's only 28, 29. he's got the red flushed cheeks. How are you doing, Julie?
I've been doing college work all day, and I thought I'm going to stop at 7 o'clock, and I'm going to see my old mates, Kath and Ian.
Come and join us. How can, may I ask? Julie and I are doing a similar course, different places, but a similar course. I'm working towards being a counsellor. I was going to make that assumption for you, but you might be working towards being a psychotherapist. I don't know.
I'll take therapist and. Without going to the psychotherapist.
Okay. And may I ask what you were doing today? What was the theme? Look at this, by the way. What a rogues gallery. I love it. Floyd is here. What were you doing today, Julie?
Today, I have been doing learning journals on shame. 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 And as it turns out, during my coursework and learning about shame, turns out I've got a lot of shame. Who knew? Everyone has. So that kind of that was interesting, because it was like, oh, that's me, oh, I get that. Yeah. But then dealing with it, that's something else. You've got the theory, understand about it, but dealing with it. So I had a personal therapy session today, and it was very intense. Yeah. But so hence why I thought, get the work done, come and chill out with my chums.
I knew this course, and we are doing very different courses, I think, but I knew this course would be, I'd go inside. But I didn't know there were so many layers of this onion that had not yet been peeled. We had a shame day last year. And at the end of the day, so it's like the first and the second years, at the end of the day, I was publicly shamed by one of the second years in an horrendous incident that everybody apart from one person went, that was out of order, ma'am. What happened there? I was shamed for being a man.
Shame.
But tomorrow...
So I'm kind of doing client work.
Hang on one second, Julie. Who is breathing like Darth Vader? David, is it you? He's muted himself. Is it you? He's muted himself. I don't want to breath shame anybody, but stay muted for a bit. Go on, Julie, go on. What were you saying? Sorry.
Yeah, so working with clients face-to-face now, as well as on Zoom. Okay. And am I allowed to ask if, are you seeing clients yet?
I've had two sessions with one client. They were off last week, and I have a session on Monday with my client, and there was supposed to be a second client, but I think that has fallen through at the moment. So I've had two sessions, and I have found it profoundly life-changing.
Mm-hmm.
Life-changing. The first one...
Privilege, isn't it?
The privilege, my God, the stuff that I'm hearing. And the first one, I spoke four times. First one was to set it up, and then the fourth one was to end it. And I thought, and I'm sat there, and my leg is shaking the whole way through. And at the end, the client said, thank you so much for your help. I think I didn't do anything. But of course, just listening is the thing. And the second one was I was significantly more involved. And we go back on Monday. But it has changed. We talked about this in group process the other day. It has changed how I think. It's changed how I speak. It's changing how I dress for college. Certainly, for, you know, I made an effort to dress like a counsellor on Monday.
Put some clothes on.
But it's changed. You know, someone in college yesterday said, oh, you're so much quieter now. I'm worried that we're losing you. I said, oh, no. Au contraire. I'm going forwards. You know, it's had a profound effect on me. Tomorrow, I've got a residential. We're going away for a day and a half. And Jesus, man, that's not my cup of tea, you know. But
you wait. It'll be great.
I thought it would be.
I thought being a counsellor, to be honest, I thought it'd be a piece of piss. Thought I'd be fine. Listen, tell everybody advice. Not advice. It's the hardest thing I've ever done. But
and that's the thing. Sorry, I will shut up in a minute, Catherine, and you can take over. Sorry, but I just think it's so interesting. That's the thing. There are what I'm hearing is my story back at me. I'm being hearing stuff going, well, that's me. I know how to fix that. But it's not me telling them how to fix that. And of course, it's different situations entirely. And it's just, the thing that I didn't really realise, and I think, I've had a couple of counsellors say, you kind of got to do what they want you to do until you've passed, until you're in private practice, and then you can be a little bit more handsy, you know. And I've had my...
Not literally.
Two of my favourite counsellors have been, they kind of dived in with me. And tore it apart a little bit, but it is that thing of, you know, we do the show, me and Catherine do the show, and we often offer advice or suggestions, and I'm sitting there and just having to go, and how does that make you feel? You know, it's
the separating, isn't it?
Yeah,
it's like I found it difficult today to go into personal therapy about my stuff about shame without going, because of course if you look at this and you look at that, because I need to feel the feelings, but it's difficult to not bring in it's just difficult, isn't it?
Incredible. There's a comment here that I'm not going to explain. Craig says, did the shaming involve your genes? Now, I'm not going to explain that, but if you're a £20 patron or above, Catherine knows, you can listen to, there's a bonus podcast called Soiled.
I think you just told it.
And it will explain the genes reference. But for the 666ers, no, that's not. Catherine, sorry, me and Julie have been chatting.
I find it really interesting that, first of all, I know that that course you're on is called the divorce course, because people have to dive into a lot of stuff that means that perhaps they can't distract from their own shit anymore, you know?
Yep.
But also,
can we stop talking about shit, please?
You never mentioned that. We've got to go away with it. No one would have known you soiled yourself.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds.
Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous two-year contracts, they said, what the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass f-. So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Quality sleep is essential. That's why the Sleep Number Smart Bed is designed for your ever-evolving sleep needs. Need a bed that's firmer or softer on either side? Helps you sleep at a comfortable temperature? Sleep Number Smart Beds let you individualize your comfort, so you sleep better together. J.D. Power ranks Sleep Number number one in customer satisfaction with mattresses purchased in-store. And now, save 40% on the Sleep Number Limited Edition smart bed for a limited time. For J.D. Power 2023 award information, visit jdpower.com/awards. Only at Sleep Number stores or sleepnumber.com.
Need new glasses or want a fresh new style? Warby Parker has you covered. Glasses start at just $95, including anti-reflective, scratch-resistant prescription lenses that block 100% of UV rays. Every frame's designed in-house, with a huge selection of styles for every face shape. And with Warby Parker's free home try-on program, you can order 5 pairs to try at home for free. Shipping is free both ways, too. Go to warbyparker.com/covered to try 5 pairs of frames at home for free. warbyparker.com/covered.
I find it really interesting that they're suggesting that you're going quiet, because I wonder whether it's because you're no longer feeling like you have to be the dancing monkey. You know, before you're always looking for approval from people.
Yeah.
And trying to make yourself agreeable. And you're not.
It's a combination of so many things. There was talk yesterday was about sexuality and stuff. And there was a thing where we had to stand up and put ourselves on completely straight, completely homosexual.
God, really?
And I went, I'm sitting this one out. I'm not playing this. But it's everything. It's the course, it's recovery. But for me, the profoundest thing has been sitting in a room with a client, and changed my life. Even if I don't do this as a career, and at the moment I'm not going to, but that may change, it has profoundly changed my life. You must be close to your 100 hours, Julie, because you were 85. Weren't you at 85?
No, I'm only at like 25.
Oh, okay. I'm only at
25. So for me, I'm kind of, we offer at the charity I work for, we offer 18 sessions.
Yeah.
So lots of agencies only offer like six group block of six. We offer 18, which is a long time to spend with somebody, 18 hours. And when you hear from a client that they've told you things that they've never told anybody, you realize the weight of responsibility and the privilege to see somebody at their most vulnerable, you know, if you can, you know, manage a good therapeutic relationship.
We have, I think we kind of go for up to 3 months at this charity. And then as you get close to the 3 months, you talk about whether more would, you know, more time would be helpful or not. And it's pay what you can, which is great, which I love. So I've done 2 hours. So I've only got another 98 to go. I have a little tally on my whiteboard in the kitchen, though.
Yeah.
Mark them off every time. Dun, dun. Sorry, Catherine. I'm not sorry. Hello, Catherine.
Sorry, I find it really interesting. It's an experience I'm not having, and I can only have limited insight into, and I find it fascinating, really fascinating. Especially because I went to see a friend the other day, and she's been seeing a therapist, and I know that she found it really helpful. And also, without kind of breaching any... Can I say this? Well, one of my kids is going to go and start seeing someone, because I think that they're in a position now where they could benefit from speaking to someone outside the family. We're a really close family and we talk a lot.
Oh, yeah.
But I am aware that she's going through some stuff at the moment with like the breaking up of the, you know, marriage, that she could do with speaking to someone who is not immediately in it, you know, because even if it is speaking to a lovely grandma that she has, or a delightful auntie or whatever, the feeling is that she might hurt feelings, or I don't know, but I just wanted to be able to be free to express herself. So
yeah, my son started kind of going to therapy when I suppose he was like 15, 16, kind of depression, anxiety, and even for me then, I probably was about to start the course, but even for me then, I felt kind of a reluctance of, should I be doing this? Is this going to pigeonhole him?
Do you know how I feel about it? Like I've let her down, like somehow I'm not able to help her through something, right? Because it's my job. But actually, it's my job to help her do what she needs to do.
Absolutely. And
this is something I need to step back from.
It's a magnificent thing, but it's a difficult thing to do, to step back. Well, any stage of being a parent is, whether it's them walking to school or letting them go to university like my daughter has and go clubbing till four, but it's for them. But the thing also is that if I feel that if I had gone to therapy earlier than I did, which was about 5 years ago, when I was at breaking point. I feel that if I'd had the opportunity to learn healthier coping mechanisms and learn a bit more about myself, I could have saved a lot of pain and anguish. But I mean, not regret, but I just wish that I had been younger and had the coping mechanisms. So regardless, it'll be perfect for her in life in general, regardless of what's going on personally.
I feel like that we're still not kind of up to where the Americans are with this, right? And not all Americans, of course, because I'm sure there are big sectors of America where they think that you should be able to sort yourself out, you know. But I always thought that therapy was for people who couldn't cope anymore. But actually, if you get there before that, you can learn some really healthy ways of coping.
There is this shame about going to therapy.
Am I bad enough? Wrong
with me. I must be bad. I must be bad. I must be a nutter. And all that stuff, but
yeah. And why does it take to be in crisis to realise that you need a little bit of help, and it's all right to talk? And especially the year we've all had, where we've been left with a lot of time to sit with ourselves, you know.
Yeah, and sometimes we have to sit with ourselves uncomfortably.
Yeah, usual which is distractions what I've had to do today.
Yeah.
God, isn't it weird how much a human being can carry around without realising, because it's gradual. Little bit of gravel by little bit of gravel, and you've got a backpack full of rocks, but you don't realize it.
I had to ask for tissues in college, because what I was learning about and reading, we're putting down things that instances where we've either been directly shamed or indirectly shamed, and as I'm writing down instances, I'm writing it down like it's a client, like I'm looking at it practically and theoretically, and then I look and I realize that's not a client, that's me.
And you wouldn't expect someone else to cope with that.
No, exactly. So, even therapists need their therapy.
Yeah.
Twisty, we lost you. Hope you're well. Well, please come and join us again if you get the chance. Who do you want to go to next, Catherine?
Well, hang on. I seem to have lost. I've got a limited view. Let me just have a...
Get your gallery out.
Get my gallery out. Well, look at Floydie. How can I resist that little face?
A little baby. He gets younger. Julie's gone. Julie's done a bit. She's buggered off.
Her buzzer went.
Okay, well, hopefully see you the same time next week. Floydie gets younger every single time. What is going on with that boy?
I don't know. Hey, it's great to see you both. My credit card, I lost my credit card. And they told me it was going to be about, I don't know, five working days.
You're not asking if you...
taking about 3 weeks arriving, so...
Oh, I thought you were going to ask if you could borrow some money.
Up to date, and I've been real busy with work, so I haven't really caught that many shows lately, but it's great to see you. Great to see you all in the chat as well, all those familiar faces. How's it going all?
It's going well. I'm just going to interrupt quickly, Floydie. Thank you. David's going to go, and I just want to make sure that we say hello to David's got people in the house.
Where the hell?
And he's still talking to us.
I am in a big house in Penrith in the frozen north, and there's a stuffed beaver.
Oh,
up on the door.
Penrith wow, one of those quite parties. A special remote place. My step grandfather is from Penrith, and he tells me some extraordinary stories. Wow, yeah, like that.
All of the stuffed birds. There's some toilet pans here. This goes with what you were talking about earlier.
No, they're not toilet pans.
That's a bedpan, mate.
That's a bedpan.
Bedpans. That's what I mean.
But that's to heat the bed up.
It's not for doing a poo in. You haven't done a poo in here.
Well, we've been using them wrong for the last 4 years then.
Yeah, you put hot coals in there and put it in the bed. Shit. Why is tonight's show about fecal matter?
I think you started it with the podcast.
But... Yeah, okay.
Problem
that's
is
private.
You couldn't stop it.
No, that's private. That's not for the six. The soil. That's not for the 666s. That's for the elite.
There was also which we only discovered. So we've been coming here for about 4 years, and in the dining room, underneath the table at the back, there's just a random stuffed fox in a little like, dog basket.
In a dog basket. It's in repose. Basket.
Yeah. there's swords and there's axes. There's some spears here. It's a quirky place.
Some hats, Dave.
Are there any hats?
Some hats.
There are some hats in the lobby.
Oh, David.
Fortunately,
We lost you.
There's no Wi-Fi.
Am I still here?
Yes.
Oh, there's a creepy rocking horse.
Yes. Gosh, that looks as haunted as it can be.
Are you staying in night at the museum? What is this?
Yeah, the thing that bothers me is that there's one room that's got a cot in it, and it only locks from the outside. You have to lock people in there.
Babies.
And what? Why would you do that if it wasn't haunted?
Babies are naughty. Ghost babies are naughty.
Also, everyone knows that a cot in an old house can only rock unattended. That we know that this is going to happen, and it's the first sign. It's the sign everything's about to kick off. When you hear that, oh, Dave Hatz.
Why are you not wearing one? There we go. Thank you.
Yes.
There we go. That's the cowboy I know.
You look like Pharrell.
It's not quite small enough, though, is it?
No, we prefer you in tiny, tiny hats.
Right.
I like this one.
Oh yeah.
It's a bit small.
You look like with that hat on. You look like a detective in an FMV video game.
Look what I've got in my bedroom. Don't ask me why.
What the hell?
That doesn't fit.
Do you dress up as Xena, Warrior Princess? Is that one of the games? And you got Xena and you got a copper. What the hell is this kinky evening we've got going on here? Visionary knows it. Xena, she knows it.
The only thing is I've got a baseball bat next to my bed, so I don't know what you're doing.
Joe DiMaggio, get it right up there.
I'll stripe him up first.
There's a crossbow as well.
Okay, Dave. Goodbye, Dave. Goodbye, Dave. Go and hang out with your friends. We don't want any murders. Thank you, Dave. Lovely to see you. Have a lovely evening.
Cheers, all.
Bye. Floydie, no one needs to apologise for not being here and not watching or not Patreoning. It's life gets in the way. Losing a bank card. Oh man, I've done it a lot recently. She swallowed it.
No, it's sucking.
Okay. And I've been very lucky that I've got it back quite quickly. 3 weeks is a nightmare. But one never has to apologize for coming or going. You know, that's the way it is. And we expect it. Of course, why am I not joining in the fun? Go on, Paul, what's yours? What's your kinky dress up?
I don't have any hats.
You got any weapons?
An axe.
Yes, mate. Yeah.
Why are you sat with that on your lap?
I had it on my lap. I was waiting for you guys to sort of come on stream.
I've sold my bass guitar and I'm delivering it on Sunday because it's in London. I didn't really trust the post. It's in London. So I said, I'll bring it up on Sunday afternoon after my thing. Bass guitar's going 1,500 quid. Got 1350 after eBay took their stuff. It's going. It's going in the bank. Oh, I can't see Visionary. Where's she gone? She's disappeared. She's disappeared. What happened? Is she okay? All I can see is that lamp. And I'd say that
I'm
as
here.
Great respect to David Tenners. How you doing, Floydie? How's life?
Yeah, pretty good. Thanks. Yeah. Can't think of a... Just loads of work, like coming back. Sort of, I was doing all my work on Zoom and Teams and what have you. But now I'm doing sessions in people's gardens and one in a recreation hall and one in a couple of pub beer gardens, like sort of for people with learning difficulties. And it's wicked. It's great to meet people live again and stuff, like, you know what I mean. So yeah, it's going good. Thanks.
Good one. Nice one, man. I would ask you to play, but I know that Zoom does a... And I would never put you on the spot if you didn't want to, but I know that Zoom does a weird thing where it clips the noise. And I've just... Maybe you've... there is a setting you can do so that it doesn't clip music. And I've just tried to Google it and I can't find it. You have to go kind of deep in and change a couple of settings. Because if your noise kind of goes out of these parameters, it drops it, but you can change the settings so it doesn't. But I don't know how to do it, so...
No worries.
That's the end of that. Can I just... No, go on.
Just phoning up for a chat to say hello, like, I haven't spoke to either of you for ages, like, so...
You're one of our favourites, but don't tell. It's nice to see you. And but if any point, I'll keep posting the link in the chat. If anybody wants to come and join us, you can. If at any point you guys want to go, don't have to, you can just disappear. You can tell us, or you don't have to tell us if you don't want. A couple of little bits of business. Mm-hmm. First of all, we are down to 7 tickets for the live show on December the 12th. It sometimes goes up a little bit because there's a little bit of a glitch in the matrix. But we are down to the last seven tickets. So if you want those tickets for the December the 12th Christmas show, it's going to be fun. First half of the show is going to be kind of this. Second half is going to be party games and music.
It's and why wouldn't you want the tickets?
Yeah, she's going to bring a sword. She will be, hey, bring it. And we can, instead of giving out prizes,
we can knight cheaper, people.
We can knight people. Oh,
awesome.
That's
excellent.
What we
how, excellent.
How many are they letting in this time, Ian?
I think it's still 60. that we are checking our contact, Happy Shark Comedy, is checking to see if, because it's nearly sold out, if that might go up to 80. And also seeing if you know, if it sells out this weekend, we might do an Ed Sheeran and announce another date. And it has been floated that we do another show the same day, but make it so that kids can come as well, which actually, that excites me a lot. That'll be a lot of fun.
Yeah.
Kids show. Not kids show, but a show where kids can come and sit.
Around Christmas, of course, that would be brilliant.
Yeah, it would be awesome. You gonna strum something there, Paul?
With Floydie on the call? Absolutely no chance.
No
way.
Have you got a guitar visionary? Because I've got one. We could all play together. It would sound lovely.
Oh, God. When doing the only kind of example I have of people speaking simultaneously on Zoom is when I was doing AA meetings on Zoom. And at the end, you do the Serenity Prayer. Jesus, it was a nightmare. It was amazing to go back into a physical room. And everybody would say at the same time, I have a couple of things I want to say. First of all, let's talk about Patreon first. Then I'll talk about the radio. Catherine, Stuart from 34SP has finally told us what the tag system is on Patreon, and it will revolutionize it for you.
Yeah. So I was just tagging things the way I did when I was putting things out on Acast. So it was so passing traffic, people putting things into a search engine would be able to find us, right?
Yeah, that's what we thought it was.
No. What it does is it puts it on the main menu so you can find which category of podcast you want to listen to. So we were making it super complicated.
But it goes on to our
menu. Some really random things as well.
We had 154 tags for our stream. So you'd go to our homepage, and I'm not quite sure where it is, but it says tags, and you click on it, and it would have 154 tags. And Stuart said, is there any way, you could like tag the £20 podcasts?
Which
I can't
means,
find them.
Is there any way you could be less dickheads?
So we tagged all the £20 podcasts, and then Catherine, I started it, but I didn't do a lot. Catherine went in and took out all of the French singers, all of everything. So what, there's about 10 tags now,
yeah,
Catherine?
I think there might be slightly more than that. But
which makes it so much easier for you to go back and find stuff. You type
you
in
can
20.
Find schedule, updates. So, you know, like sometimes we'll say, this is what's going to happen, or full show. So sometimes what I've done with the full show, though, I'm meant to ask you about this, Ian. So sometimes the schedule turns into full shows afterwards, right? Because you can still click on the link and watch the thing.
Oh, I meant full show for like the full audio.
Yeah, but also you'd be able to watch things back on the show.
Yeah, well, it's all good. It's all good.
Anyway, it's all in there.
154.
Yeah.
So have a dig around. And now I get when some people left and they said we couldn't find, it was difficult to find stuff. Oh, okay. Now, yes, it was. It was ridiculously difficult. So thank you, Stuart, 34sp.com. So Patreon is a lot easier to use. If you've got any questions, come and ask us. The second thing I want to say about the radio. The Radio Anywhere app, I've just been told, is available on Apple, on iOS. It's not on Google yet. Google takes about 10 days.
Oh, really?
But it's available on Apple. I'm guessing, Paul, have you got Apple?
Just checking. No.
Type in Radio Anywhere. Apparently, it's like the third thing that comes up. This is really exciting, by the way. Station's not launched yet. There's a test signal. The link that will take you to the website doesn't work yet. That website hasn't been built, but it will be. But type in Radio Anywhere. David Turner's got it installed. He sent me a picture. Is it not there?
I'm not getting it. No.
Yeah.
Well,
Faith's got it.
Look at that. Faith has it. Here we go. Got an app. Where was it? Was it like this? Oh, we got an app.
Thanks.
It was the first one.
Down. So everyone, if you've got Apple, download
$4.99.
I can't make my mind. It's free, you piece of trash.
It is.
Download the Radio Anywhere app. And you can listen to what's going out. It's just a test signal at the moment. It's not launched. But download it so that when we're I might do a test late night phone-in show one night next week. I might do a test. So download it on Apple. It will be coming up on Google. It takes about 10 days. So I'm hoping, beginning of the week after, hopefully. But that's amazing it's come through so quickly. Yep. So download that. The second thing about the radio is, I've been having a chat with a podcaster about their show being quite white because of it goes back to when we had Imani on. And at the end, she said, can I ask you a question? Am I the only black guest you've had? And we had to go, yes. And it was uncomfortable, but it was that kind of uncomfortable that creates progress. Mm. And I've been talking to another podcaster and saying, well, how do you feel about your show is white? It's all white men. And we've been talking about how they've been looking for racial diversity to, you know, because that is the right thing to do. And I was having this conversation with them. And then it just dawned on me today, oh, shit, Radio Anywhere is so white. It's so white. It's all white people. It's not all white blokes, predominantly is, but it's all white. And I thought, I cannot launch it all white. I can't do that. I have to be able to launch it with diversity of gender and of race. I'm not going to get it completely right, but I certainly have to. I'm nowhere near where I'm very, very wrong as opposed to very, very right. And I do think there are gradations within that. And I thought, I can't do it until we have some diversity, you know, and that diversity will grow. But I can't go in as a full white station. Now, here's the thing, being completely honest, right? And I'm learning to be honest about this and to try and feel less and less embarrassed every time I say it.
Who's that ringing at this time?
It's me. Sorry, it's my phone. Decline. Sorry. My phone sort of joins up to the computer.
Don't apologise for being popular. You can't help it.
I don't listen to any podcasts by people of colour. I've been really careful. A couple of times I've said the phrase black podcasts, and that's not right. I do not listen to any podcasts of people of colour. I don't. I listen to about four podcasts, and they're all really white. You know, it's Beach Boys, computer games, stuff like that. Not computer games aren't white, but
I listen to a couple, and they're in America, and they're super, super, super successful. So
that's the thing.
Really going to need us, are they?
We can't go to people that are on, you know, that are on big networks and say, "Hey, would you like to come and let us play your podcast out for free?" There's no money in it. So I guess what I'm asking is, if anybody listens to, you know, good podcasts by people of color, and I put the word "good" in because podcasts can be, you know, anyone can do a shit podcast. There are loads of shit podcasts, don't matter what color you are.
Or
and
a great community radio show.
Yes. I don't want to put out something, hey, this is a black woman and I'm not even listening to it and actually it's a bit shit. I don't want to do that. It's got to be good. So if anybody listens to good podcasts by people of color, women of color, I guess, is perhaps because of we learned about intersection the other day, the intersection of race and gender, you know, so it's even more of a minority. Or, as Catherine says, any, you know, community radio shows that you think are good, don't message them, because that might bring, you know, give them, I might listen to it and go, actually, that's not right. But if you could email us at latenightalternative@gmail.com, if you listen to any, I don't want you to go and search any and go, hey, I found this.
Because we could do that. We want to hear ones that
you
like.
I want good recommendations, please. So if you know of any that you listen to, send me an email, please, and I will have a little listen and we'll do it. Because I'm not going to launch. I was hoping to launch on November the 1st. I can't do it. I'm not going to do it with a full white schedule. That's part of the problem. That's being part of the problem as opposed to stepping towards the solution.
Need new glasses or want a fresh new style? Warby Parker has you covered. Glasses start at just $95, including anti-reflective, scratch-resistant prescription lenses that block 100% of UV rays. Every frame's designed in-house with a huge selection of styles for every face shape. And with Warby Parker's free home try-on program, you can order 5 pairs to try at home for free. Shipping is free both ways, too. Go to warbyparker.com/covered to try 5 pairs of frames at home for free. warbyparker.com/covered.
Here's a cool fact. A crocodile can't stick out its tongue. Another cool fact, you can get short-term health insurance for a month or just under a year in some states. UnitedHealthcare short-term insurance plans are designed for people who are between jobs, coming off their parents' plan, or turning a side hustle into a full-time gig. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, they offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage with access to a nationwide network of doctors and hospitals. Get more cool facts about UnitedHealthcare short-term plans at uh1.com.
Mom deserves the best, and there's no better place to shop for Mother's Day than Whole Foods Market. They're your destination for unbeatable savings, from premium gifts to show-stopping flowers and irresistible desserts. Start by saving 33% with Prime on all body care and candles. Then get a 15-stem bunch of tulips for just $9.99 each with Prime. Round out Mom's menu with festive rosé, irresistible berry chantilly cake, and more special treats. Come celebrate Mother's Day at Whole Foods Market.